Contemplating today's Gospel. Liturgical Day. The Epiphany of the Lord. The Gospel according to Matthew. When Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea, in the days of King Herod, behold, Magi from the east arrived in Jerusalem, saying, "Where is the newborn King of the Jews? We saw his star at its rising, and have come to do him homage." When King Herod heard this, he was greatly troubled, and all Jerusalem with him. Assembling all the chief priests and the scribes of the people, he inquired of them where the Messiah was to be born. They said to him, "In Bethlehem of Judea, for thus it has been written through the prophet, 'And you, Bethlehem, land of Judah, are by no means least among the rulers of Judah, since from you shall come a ruler who is to shepherd my people Israel.'" Then Herod called the Magi secretly and ascertained from them the time of the star's appearance. He sent them to Bethlehem and said, "Go and search diligently for the child. When you have found him, bring me word, that I too may go and do him homage." After their audience with the king, they set out. And behold, the star that they had seen at its rising preceded them, until it came and stopped over the place where the child was. They were overjoyed at seeing the star, and on entering the house, they saw the child with Mary, his mother. They prostrated themselves and did him homage. Then they opened their treasures and offered him gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. And having been warned in a dream not to return to Herod, they departed for their country by another way. Commentary by Father Joaquin Villanueva from Barcelona, Spain. Entering the house, they saw the child with Mary, his mother. They prostrated themselves and did him homage. Today, the prophet Isaiah encourages us, "Arise, shine, for your light has come. The glory of the Lord has dawned upon you." The light the prophet has seen is the star, which the three wise men see in the east, like many other men. The Magi discover its meaning. Others consider it as something admirable, but that does not affect them. And so, they do not react. The three wise men realize the fact that, with the star, God is sending them an important message for which it is worthwhile leaving comfort and safety, to take on the risks of an uncertain journey. The hope of finding the king leads them to follow the star, which the prophets had spoken of, and which the people of Israel had been waiting for centuries. They arrive in Jerusalem, the capital city of the Jews. They are sure that there they will be shown where the king has been born. Indeed, they will be told, "In Bethlehem of Judea, for thus it has been written through the prophet." The news of the arrival of the Magi and their inquiry spreads around Jerusalem in a very short time. Jerusalem was a small city at that time, and the presence of the Magi with their escort must have been noticed by all its inhabitants. Thus, as the Gospel tells us, when King Herod heard this, he was greatly troubled, and all Jerusalem with him. Jesus Christ crosses the paths of the lives of many people who are not interested in him. A little effort would have changed their lives. They would have found the King of joy and peace. This requires a willingness to look for him, to move around, to ask without losing heart, like the three wise men, to leave our comfort, our routine. It requires an effort to appreciate the immense value of finding Christ. If we do not find him, we have not found anything in life, because only he is the Savior. Finding Jesus is to find the path that leads us to know the truth that gives us life. And without Him, nothing is worthwhile.